A high-profile lawsuit coming out of the financial crisis 5 years ago. The federal government says Standard & Poor's knowingly inflated its ratings on risky mortgage investments that helped trigger the crisis. The government is demanding S&P pay at least $5 billion in penalties.
Now, S&P is calling the lawsuit meritless. Joining us to talk more about it, Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief at Bankrate.com. Mark, so good to have you here on WTOP.
Great to be on with you guys. Thank you, Sean.
In plain language, what is the government accusing this credit rating agency of doing?
Well, during the financial crisis, as we try to look back on, what happened, and at the heart of the crisis was the fact that people had invested in securities that were related to mortgages. And the ratings agencies were essentially S&P, Fitch, and Moody's were holding them out to be excellent investments. And so all kinds of investment entities, whether they're pension funds, banks, et cetera, apparently took those ratings at face value, and the suit alleges that this was fraud on the part of S&P in giving essentially AAA ratings to these investments that it's alleged that S&P analysts knew that the housing market was going sour even as it gave top grade ratings.
This is the government's first major action against one of the credit rating agencies. Why has it taken so long?
Well, the wheels of justice turn slowly, right? It's been reported that settlement talks broke down in advance of the Justice Department filing this suit, and it is an incredibly complicated situation. And I think in some ways, if we take even a broader look at what happened, it's really going to take years for people to sort out the complicated tentacles of this crisis. But the Justice Department said today that it has served hundreds of civil subpoenas, spent thousands of hours reviewing and analyzing millions of pages of documents, many of those emails, and also interviewed about 150 witnesses, including dozens of former S&P analysts and executives. So it takes a long time to build a case, and S&P had apparently been in these discussions with the Justice Department trying to head it off, with the gulf in the settlement reported to have been somewhere between $100 million on the S&P side and $1 billion on the government side. And by the way, McGraw-Hill, the parent of S&P, has seen a decline in its stock market value of $2 billion since the story sort of started leaking out. So it's already, in a sense, given up $2 billion in market value.
In our final 30 seconds, now the government now is asking for $5 billion. Let's say somehow it comes into the billions as far as S&P having to pay out that kind of money. Where would this money go?
Well, it's being sought in behalf of the losses by federally insured banks and credit unions and state pension funds. So, it's obviously the government's hope, and now states are joining in. They can recover some of that money and at least in some way make those investors whole.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
All the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks. That's Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief at Bankrate.com.